Thank you, Ree. The City of Norwich Aviation Museum says business has increased following the opening of the Broadland Northway. Prior to the road's construction, there had been concern about the museum's future in Horsham St Faith. But its chairman, Colin Kerrison, said visitor numbers had increased ever since the route, better known to many as the Northern Norwich Distributor Road, the NDR, opened earlier this year. He said it's increased our footfall and a lot of visitors are locals. Not a day goes by where people say, "I didn't realise this was up here." Some of the museum's larger aircraft are now visible from the dual carriageway, which Mr Kerrison said has helped promote the site. He said the only issue was that the museum is now cut off from Norwich Airport. Mr Kerrison said it means we cannot fly in aircraft anymore. Everything we get now will have to come in by road.
A sculpture celebrating Norwich's historic textile industry has been destroyed in a crash. The brick and stone column was erected on a traffic island at the junction of Pitt Street and St Augustine Street in 2011. But in the early hours of Sunday morning, it was knocked over when a BMW X5 crashed into it. Stuart McLaren, secretary of the St Augustine's Community Together Residents Association, said the sculpture celebrated the city's link to the textile industry. He said, "I hope it can be restored, but one has to doubt whether it will be very high up on the council's priorities." Norwich City Council said the column was inscribed with the names of different types of textiles made on St Augustine Street between the 13th and the 19th centuries. Swaffham-based artist Charlotte Howarth was behind the sculptures designed and spent about 15 days carving words into the brickwork in 2011. The City Council said it was too early to say whether or not the column would be rebuilt.
A much-loved Norwich pub has been given an extra layer of protection after its value to the local community was recognised. The Brickmakers on the Sproston Road has been deemed an asset of the community value after a bid to the City Council by Future Projects, which is behind Norwich community radio station Future Radio. Mike Stonard, a Norwich City Councillor and chairman of the station, said that they put in the application because the Brickmakers was far more than just a pub. In September, the current team at the Brickmakers said that they may leave the pub after lease talks with the owners, EI Publican Partnerships, broke down, throwing the future of the popular music venue into doubt. EI had said that throughout that they had no plans to sell the pub and intended to keep it in its current use. Since, talks have been ongoing on how the team could be kept in post, and a petition started by this newspaper supporting the venue gained more than 17,000 signatures. Now the building has been given greater protection from development if, in the future, it were ever sold.
Furniture giant IKEA has confirmed that staff at Norwich's order and collection point in Sweetbriar Retail Park are safe from the 7,500 worldwide jobs cull it announced yesterday. The flat-pack furniture firm employs 12,100 people in the UK and Ireland. As part of a shake-up, 11,500 new jobs will also be created over the next 2 years through the opening of what IKEA called 30 new touch points. These could be similar to the Norwich store, which was the first of its kind in the country, aimed at bridging the gap between online and in-store shopping. Well, I'm afraid that's all on this part of Chatterbox, so it's goodbye from me, Ian Robertson, and
Paddy Watkins.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about the Bishop's wife.